Hi, thank you for calling the Roundup Helpline. My name is Maysoon, speaking to you on a recorded line.
Yeah, hi, this is Wayne. I have a Jacqueline Hughes.
Okay, thank you.
And the phone number, want the phone number?
Or not? Yes. Well, is it the 702-725?
No, it's six. Her phone number is 662-803-3432.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. End it.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi, how are you doing today?
I'm good.
It's good to hear. Did you want to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the Roundup lawsuit?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And did you already get an attorney to assist you with filing a claim?
No.
No. And are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation or signed any documents with another law firm?
I have not.
All right. And were you or a loved one diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma after spraying Roundup?
Yes.
I'm so sorry to hear that. Was this for a loved one or for yourself?
Myself.
Okay. And when were you diagnosed?
My diagnosis date was March 12th, 2022.
March 12th. And do you know the specific subtype? Was it a B-cell lymphoma or a T-cell?
Diffuse B cell.
Thank you. And how old were you when you were diagnosed?
54.
Right. And for the Roundup, were you spraying it at home or was it for work or both?
At home. At home.
Okay. Was anyone else in your household affected as well?
No.
And then can I get that home address where you were spraying it?
Yes, my home address is 1606 Mount Olive Road, Louisville, Mississippi, 39339.
Thank you. And that's your current home address?
Yes.
Okay. And how many years have you sprayed Roundup for?
I was using it 13 years.
For 13 years. Do you remember what year you first started spraying?
Had to be around 2008.
2008. And when did you stop?
2021.
Okay, and have you sprayed Roundup for at least 10 days or more?
Yes, I did.
Okay, and the phone that we are speaking on, is this a smartphone or a landline?
Smartphone.
Smartphone. And are you a citizen of the United States?
Yes.
Okay, and then I'm just going to list off a few other illnesses. You can just say yes or no if this applies to you, okay?
Okay.
Organ transplant or HIV AIDS?
No.
Autoimmune disease, hepatitis B?
No.
Hepatitis C or Epstein-Barr?
No.
Diabetes, arthritis, or lupus?
No.
Any family cancer history or cancer requiring chemo besides non-Hodgkin's?
No.
And then can you spell your first and last name for me?
Jacqueline. Last name, Hughes.
Thank you. And can you confirm your gender for me?
Female.
Are you married?
Yes.
Okay. And what is your date of birth?
December 19th, 1967.
Thank you. And your social?
587-291104.
Thank you. And then how did you learn of the connection between Roundup and your diagnosis?
Well, I saw it online in an advertisement. And, of course, once I got sick, you know, they did the test.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Was that, so you found out, was that recent when you saw it online, or was that around the time that you were diagnosed?
No, I saw it when I was diagnosed. Well, I saw it, I was diagnosed with it, and then I saw the online thing that it could have been dealing with that, so.
Oh, I see. Okay, so you found out. Okay, so you saw it online in 2022?
No, I'm just really just now seeing it. That's why I'm just now filing it. But on when I learned after the test on March the 8th, I found out I was diagnosed in 2022, March 12th, 2022.
Okay. And then, so what year did you see it online?
Just recently. And that's why I filled out the application.
Okay. Was that this year?
Yes.
All right. And then what is your height and weight?
I am 4'11 and 248.
Okay, and then this was your main cell phone number, correct?
Yes.
And just so I have that correct, it was 662-803-3432?
Correct.
And what is your email address?
JackieMac84@gmail.com.
Jackie, J-A-C-K-I-E?
J-A-C-K-I-E, uh-huh. M-A-C, the number 84 at gmail.com.
Thank you. And then can I get your spouse's name and phone number?
James Hughes, 602-803-7211.
Thank you. Right. And how many times per month would you say you were spraying Roundup?
Once a week.
Once a week?
Mm-hmm.
Once a week, so about 4 times a month?
Mm-hmm.
And did you spray Roundup for at least 1 full year before you were diagnosed?
Yes. Yes, I was.
Okay. And you said you started spraying, it was 2008, and you stopped in 2021?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Did you use any protective gear when applying the Roundup?
No, I didn't know we had to.
Okay. And then you were spraying it in, was it in Mississippi?
Yes, in my yard.
Your yard. And if you had to estimate the amount of times you sprayed it throughout your lifetime, can you give me a rough estimate?
Oh, my goodness. once a week for that.
It could be over 20, over 50, over 100.
I'm sure over 100, you know, try to keep my yard together, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, and do you get your water from a well?
We're on a community water system.
Okay, have you ever been exposed to any other herbicides, benzene, or Agent Orange?
No.
No. And the Roundup that you were using, was it the concentrate or premix?
Concentrate.
And where were you purchasing it from?
Walmart.
Walmart. And do you have any receipts or empty bottles, anything like that?
No.
Right. And have you ever smoked?
No.
Are you currently employed?
Yes.
What is your current job title?
Customer service.
Yes. And your current employer?
I work for a power company.
Okay. And then the employer address?
One of 86 EMEPA Road, Louisville, Mississippi.
Was it 86 Amy?
EMEPA Road, Empa Road.
Okay, thank you. And have you lost any time from work because of surgery or treatment related to your condition?
Just wanted to go for treatment, went for treatment.
Do you know how long or how much time you might have lost?
6 days, and then I would have 6 cycles of therapy. I did that for 6 months. So I'm.
Okay. And have you ever been in the military?
No.
Have you ever been involved in any other lawsuits?
No.
Okay. Have you ever filed for bankruptcy, disability, or workers' compensation?
No.
And then, other than a minor traffic offense, have you ever been convicted of a crime?
No.
Right. And then, do you have medical records that could show your diagnosis?
Yes.
Okay, and can I get the name of that hospital where you were diagnosed?
Claiborne County Medical Center.
Okay. Can you spell that first part for me?
Claibor NE.
Okay, thank you. Is that the one on 123 Macomb Avenue?
Yes.
And do you remember your physician's name?
Dr. Stephanie Elkins, MD.
Yeah. Right. And how has your diagnosis impacted your life?
It was just something you have to go through and keep going.
Okay. Would you say some mental and physical hardships?
Yeah, 'cause yeah.
Okay. And then when was the last time you were treated?
Let me December the 11th, 2023.
Three. And as far as your treatment, was it chemo, radiation, surgery?
Chemo, radiation, immunotherapy, And of course, painkillers and antibiotics.
Wow. Okay. And then we do request an emergency contact number just in case something unfortunate happens or we can't get a hold of you. Would you like to provide one?
Yes, let me give you I'm sorry.
That's okay. And does this person live in
this phone make you forget everybody's phone number. Hold on just a second.
It's okay, take your time.
662-705-8723.
Thank you. And does this person live with you?
No, she lives next door, down the road from me.
Okay. And what is your relationship to her?
We're just friends.
Friends. And then can I get her first and last name?
Joyce.
Joyce. That was J-O-Y-C-E?
Harrington.
All right. And have you used DocuSign before?
I'm sorry, did you repeat that?
Yes, have you used DocuSign before?
Yes.
Okay, then I'm going to go ahead and send over these documents to you right now. You should receive it as a text link and an email link, whichever one's easier to open up.
Okay.
Okay, that should have just went through.
Okay. Well, it says please sign.
Yes, there should be a start button at the top.
Okay. Yeah, I don't have the start button. Let's see, continue. Okay, there we go. That's some terrible writing. Okay, it says I'm done.
Okay, perfect. I just received that. And then I'm also going to send you another text for my direct line, just so you have my number in case you had any questions at all throughout this.
Okay.
Right. And then I sent you the attorney's number as well, so they should be giving you a call within the next few days to verify your information and tell you the next steps. But if you haven't heard from them, you can let me know, and I'll transfer you over to them myself to verify your information.
Okay. Thank you.
Of course. Did you have any other questions before I let you go?
No, ma'am. Thank you.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much.